Hey everyone, welcome to the Balanced Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Marie-Pierre, and for all my English friends out there, you can call me Marie. I am a registered dietitian with a background in psychology. My passion in life is to help individuals heal their relationship with food and their bodies. If you're tired of dieting and tired of restriction, you are at the right place. I'm hoping that this podcast will help and support you as you heal your own relationship with food and your body, and give you the tools, the resources, and the knowledge that you need to finally ditch the diets. Every week, you will be hearing from guest experts and myself on all things food, body, and mind. I am so happy that you're here, and I cannot wait to support you on your journey. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome to the Balanced Dietitian Podcast. Wherever you are today listening to this podcast, I want to say thank you for taking this time to be here with me today. I say it often, and I am so grateful that you are here and listening and choosing to spend this time with me. I'm really happy to be spending this time with you. So today we have a solo podcast episode, and I'm really excited about this one because today we're going to talk about the harm of diet culture. You possibly have heard me talk about diet culture quite a bit. It probably comes up every episode, if I'm honest with you. And if you still, you know, maybe don't know what it is, or if this is the first time that you listen to a podcast episode, I would invite you to go check out the first podcast episode where we start about really explaining what is diet culture. Now, as we live in diet culture, sometimes it can be hard to know the harms. Sometimes not. Sometimes we see it very clearly. But I think it's a great conversation, especially for those of you who may, you know, be the non-dieters. Like, well, I've never been on a fad diet. Like, I don't think it impacts me, to really understand how it really impacts all of us and why this is a social justice issue. So today we are going to talk about the harm of diet culture as a population is and as individuals. So just a quick summary. Diet culture is the system of belief that our society is basically entrenched in. So it's all about, you know, demonizing foods. So there's good foods, there's bad foods, and really praising the thin ideal, right? Like the thin body is the better body, a fat body is a bad body, healthy is thin, unhealthy is fat, losing weight is something to be praised, gaining weight is a sign of laziness and lack of willpower. So all these like beliefs that we have around food and body that are really damaging in the long run, and we'll talk about that today. When we first learn about diet culture, sometimes it's pretty shocking. And if this is the first time hearing about diet culture, it's okay if there is anger and if there is frustration, because I just remember the first time that I really understood, like I kind of knew, you know, like diets don't work. Like, yeah, I've heard that. But when we understand the belief system that is behind it and how diet culture is a $72 billion industry that's profiting off insecurities, it is so frustrating. So if you're in that zone right now, because I know a lot of my beautiful clients and participants are, that's okay. There's space for us to be angry. Now, when we think of the harms of diet culture, there are many different ways that it will impact us, and I will divide it in different categories. The first category that I want us to talk about is really just our own relationship to our body, right? Oftentimes, it all starts with our relationship to our body, which will then impact our relationship to food. Oftentimes, when we start wanting to control our food, it comes from our body image or how we perceive our body or how society told us to see our body, right? And what our body is. So this is the first part. Diet culture impacts our relationship to our body. We start seeing our body as this thing that needs to be controlled, as this pile of clay that needs to be sculpted, right? we start seeing our body as something a lot more than what it is, right? As a piece of our worth, as something that we really need to work on, it needs to be fixed, it needs to fit in, right? This is all a byproduct of diet culture. The thin ideal is a byproduct of diet culture, but it impacts us so much because our relationship with our body is one of the most important relationships that we'll have, because it's the one of the only relationship aside from food that we'll have to have forever. Like, when we live in discomfort, when we live in pain with our body, that follows us everywhere we go. And the relationship with our body is impacted differently depending on where your body is, right? So if you live in a larger body, it impacts it to a very high degree where your body starts feeling unsafe, right? And we feel like we don't belong to our body, or we feel like our body's the issue, right? It starts feeling extremely painful to live in our body. And it's no wonder that we turn to dieting to try to change it. We want to shrink. We want to stop the pain. So when we live in a larger body and we're constantly told that our body is not good, we're constantly told that the size of our body is our fault and that we need to do something about it, it is extremely harmful. But it also impacts people in smaller bodies. People in smaller bodies are also impacted by this system of oppression. Like, no one wins when, you know, some people are oppressed, right? Because there can be this idea of like, I need to stay here now, right? Like, my body is good because it fits here and now, but if it ever changes, what will my worth be, right? So it creates this barrier as well for people in thinner bodies, that their body also is, you know, maybe good now, but it's conditional. And you shouldn't change, right? Or you should strive to be even smaller, which is also a very harmful thing, right? And all of this, when we think about body, it also makes us feel that we have control over our body and that we should be able to change it, regardless of where you are on the spectrum. And that, again, is false. Like, body diversity is a thing. We are not all meant to be the same size. This is ridiculous. You know, like, when we think about our height, we can accept very easily that, like, we're all different heights. Like, that's just a thing. But when it comes to our body size, we have this idea that we need to control it. And that's where, you know, the harm happens. Because when it becomes an individual responsibility to now shrink your body or fit that mold, but you're literally fighting against your biology to get there, you'll never win, right? Which means that the system itself is winning, because the more you lose, the more it wins, right? And when we think of, like, the way that diet culture impacts our body and our relationship to our body, it goes even deeper than that. As we talk a lot about, you know, with my clients and group participant, it's an iceberg effect. What we see is food and body. But actually, when those two relationships are impacted, it also impacts our self-worth and our value and how we see and perceive ourselves interacting in this world, right? When we have a poor relationship to our body, we are not able to live fully, right? We try to be small. We try to shrink ourselves. We isolate ourselves. We may no longer feel comfortable socializing and being with other people because we're constantly told that our body is not good. Our worth is diminished, right? We believe that because of the size of our body, we are no longer worthy or valuable, right? Or if we have a bad body image day, that we are then no longer worthy. And that is impacts us at a whole new level when our own self-worth and our value is impacted by these negative beliefs that are, to be honest, like, not true, right? Like, again, a byproduct of this society that we're in. It keeps us small. It dims our light, right? When we are not able to show up as us, when we are not able to see our value outside of our body, when we are so focused on the size of our body that nothing else really matters, our life becomes extremely small, right? And that in itself is really difficult. Diet culture also takes a lot of our energy. So whether if we, you know, we are stuck in diet culture, and we are constantly, again, trying to shrink our body, being on a diet, being consumed by everything that has to do with body and food, it takes a lot of our energy and experiences away. Like, can you think about how many times have you not allowed yourself to do something solely based on the size of your body or on thinking about what your body should be? How many times? Right? And even when you're exiting diet culture, like the healing process, it's so much time is spent healing from this freaking, I was going to swear, I'm not going to swear, from this freaking system, right? Like with this, we need to recover from it and the time that it takes. And then once we're recovered, so much energy is placed, like, resisting diet culture, setting boundaries, advocating for ourselves, all the stuff we need to do in order to keep protecting ourselves from this, right? Like, it's everywhere. When we start seeing diet culture, we see it everywhere. And that is really, really hard. And then it also impacts our relationship to food. Right? Labeling food as good versus bad, not being able to enjoy food anymore, right? Feeling guilty, feeling anxiety around food, feeling like we can't trust ourselves around food, right? Because we've deprived ourselves so much that when we have the fun foods that we love, we feel out of control, right? Feeling so disconnected from our body and from our hunger and satiety cues, from years of micromanaging, even like just months, you know, like when we start being like restrictive or micromanaging our food and our meals, and we can no longer be intuitive and rely on our body anymore, right? We've spent so much time externally looking out for those cues that we can't focus inwards. Right? We feel so disconnected, and then we have so much guilt and shame surrounding food. And even sometimes we may have the opposite effect of having pride for eating the quote unquote good foods, right? And again, what happens with this is that it impacts our own self-worth and our own self-value, where we feel like if I eat this, I am good, I am great, I care about myself, I care about my health. If I eat that, I am no longer caring. I don't, you know, I'm lazy. I am unworthy. I am not disciplined. I lack willpower. All the nasty stuff we tell ourselves, right? And over time, that builds to low self-confidence. And for some people, even self-hatred. When we're constantly putting ourselves down, and again, byproduct of a system of oppression. We're putting yourself down constantly. Even if you live in a thin body, right? Even if you have the ideal body, those constant pressure to remain there or to do all the things that you need to do. Anywhere you are on the spectrum, it impacts us so much, right? And then there's the money part of things. How much money have we spent on diet culture? How much money do you spend on all these health foods and like the organic stuff and the supplements and the pills, right? On the magazines, all this stuff, the freaking 30-day challenge boot camp stuff. Like, how much money have we spent on it? I saw a study that was done in the U.S., and they say that women approximately spend $400,000 in their lifetime on diet products. $400,000. You know what the worst part is about that? Is that it doesn't even surprise me. And it's not to shame and it's not to add blame. It's just to show the impact of diet culture, but also the impact of the discomfort we feel in our body and how unsafe we feel in our body and want to do something about it. Right? Like, imagine if we just loved our bodies. Imagine if we just loved ourselves. Right? Like, we wouldn't feel the need to buy all these freaking cleanses and stuff. I keep wanting to swear on this episode, right? So we can see that like diet culture steals money, it steals time, it steals energy, experiences, and it takes our life away. And this is probably the biggest harm that diet culture takes away from us is our light, our own essence. When we are stuck in diet culture, when we are stuck being worried about our body, what people will think of our body, how we appear, the foods we eat, are we good enough? Our light is dimmed, right? We are not able to show up as we would want to. We can't. We're so preoccupied. Our life is becoming so small, so narrow, so focused on these things that like at the end of the day do not matter. But when we are stuck, right? And I think that's the most beautiful part of walking away from diet culture is seeing that light come back, right? Being able to shine bright again. We don't realize how much it takes away from us until we have a time where we're like, hey, I'm not spending much time thinking about my body and my food. I'm showing up at events and I don't care what people will say about my body because I accept and love my body. And if it's not love, that's okay too. It can just be I'm at peace with it. I tolerate it and I know that my worth is outside of it. My body is just my body, right? And we change the relationship from control, from hatred to taking care of it and nourishing, right? Our bodies are not a punishment. Our bodies are the vessel that we get to interact in this world with, which is pretty freaking awesome. And our bodies work so hard for us every single day. And now it's our turn to take care of them too, right? Outside of diet culture. I could talk about this for hours. I hope that this conversation on really thinking about the harm of diet culture will invite you to reflect in your own life, in your own experience. How has diet culture harmed you? Right? How has diet culture showed up in your life? How has your light been dimmed by diet culture? I'd love for you to share with me if you feel comfortable, because I think this is really important for us to talk about. And my friend, if you are ready to walk away from diet culture, I am doing a free workshop next week. So it's going to be March 23rd to 25th. And we're going to start talking about food freedom. We're going to start talking about shifting our mindset and healing our relationship with food into our body. And we're going to talk about body connection or reconnection. If you're interested in joining us for this free workshop, I invite you to go to www.thebalancedpractice.com/workshop. So it's thebalancedwithadpractice.com/workshop. I'd be really happy to connect with you next week in this free event and hopefully to start shifting your own relationship to food and body so you can walk away from diet culture and reduce the harm. You know, the more of us that walk away from diet culture, the better as a whole we are in the society, right? The less weight stigma there is, the more love and compassion there is. So if you are interested, I'd be really happy to connect with you. And please don't forget to rate this podcast and review if you can. It's always really helpful to be able to share this message. And you can also share this podcast to whoever you think would benefit from hearing this conversation. On that note, my friend, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day, and I look forward to seeing you next week in the workshop.